Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
After receiving calls and Facebook notifications about the Sterling Zip Mart, Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Marchicki took steps to remove the collapsing building in Sterling. Sterling Zip Mart was operated as a fueling station in 1985 and was operated by the current owners, Whittier Properties, from April of 1990 to December of 2000. According to the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, the Zip Mart facility closed for business in 2000, and a subsequent release investigation was performed in 2001. During the investigation, contamination was identified in several soil borings and groundwater monitoring wells. Several of the monitoring wells had up to 13 inches of free product. Based on this investigation and fuel inventory records, it was estimated that 53,000 gallons of fuel released into the environment from a break in the tank's fill pipe. Whittier Properties investigated the extent of the contamination in 2001. However, the extent was too large and they were unable or unwilling to continue. Borough Mayor Peter Marchicki updated the status of the removal of the safety hazard in Sterling.
We've expedited its normal process, which is harder to do than you think, but we are introducing the ordinances on the 6th, which is on Tuesday, declaring the building a health hazard and public nuisance, and then condemning the building, and we'll have the ordinance structure in place so that it can be removed after the June 20th hearings. If it passes, and I assume that it will, John Hedges will have a contract in place for who will be removing that. It's out to bid right now, and somewhere around 6/21, that building will disappear.
According to Mayor Marchicki, the Kenai Peninsula Borough will only be removing the structure.
And you'll see that when the borough is complete, that the slab will remain. We are not disturbing the soil. We're removing the hazard. So we'll cap off any penetrations in the slab, and we'll walk away. At some point, we may take possession, foreclose on that property. There's $65,000 in back taxes, which will grow every year. Of course, the value of the building is dramatically reduced since its collapse. We'll eliminate that hazard, and I want to thank the people of Sterling that have not only brought it to my attention early on, but of course the assembly and folks in the building that are going to be responsible for seeing it go away, and we're happy to get that done for the folks of the community.
According to Mayor Marchicki, the Kenai Peninsula Borough will absorb the cost of the demolition and the cost involved in the foreclosure of the property. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuckerman Babcock's appointment to the University of Alaska Board of Regents. Tuckerman Babcock served as Governor Dunleavy's first chief of staff in 2018 to 2019, the chairman of the Alaska Republican Party, the assistant manager of Matanuska Electric Association, a commissioner on the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, and as the executive director of the State Redistricting Board in 1991. Tuckerman Babcock ran for election to the Alaska State Senate in 2022 to represent District D on the Kenai Peninsula. He lost in the general election to Jesse Bjorkman. Mr. Babcock has four children attended the UA system. His father taught sociology and directed the Mountaineering and Wilderness Survival Program at the Anchorage Community College before ACC merged with UAA. Tuckerman's experience serving in numerous statewide government positions and 10 years in business management makes him a great fit for the University of Alaska's Board of Regents, said Governor Dunleavy. I'm grateful for his continued service and commitment to the state of Alaska, and I'm confident that Tuckerman's expert knowledge of public service and leadership will continue to help Alaska for the better. ConocoPhillips Alaska announced that funding has been approved for developing the Nuna project from the 3T drill site in the Kuparuk River Unit. ConocoPhillips acquired the Nuna acreage in 2019 from Kalius, who already constructed the gravel pit and pad for drill site 3T. Project construction activities will begin this year and continue into 2024 with pipeline and on-pad construction. Drilling is anticipated to begin in late 2024 with first oil anticipated by early 2025 with an expected peak oil rate of 20,000 BOPD. The additional drilling opportunities we've identified at Nuna are a positive development that would should increase oil production at Kuparuk, said Eric Isaacson, president of ConocoPhillips Alaska. Our investment in this project was approved due to Alaska's stable fiscal regime, which is clearly working to promote new and ongoing investment. ConocoPhillips will continue to invest about $1 billion a year to grow Alaska legacy businesses with projects such as Nuna. Nuna project will add 29 development wells, on-pad infrastructure, and pipelines that tie back to the existing KRU processing facilities. Drill site 3T will be the 49th drill site developed in the Kuparuk River Unit. And for more news of the Kenai in Alaska, just visit our website at RadioKenai.com. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.